Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mamas. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the whole truth, nothing but the truth, right? Because that is what we are here to do as moms, is to lie to each other each and every day about how wonderful all of our kids are, how clean our house is, and how amazingly we have it all together every day. I call bullshit on that. Okay. So I call bullshit. Like, this is not real life. Okay. And this is something that, like, gosh, like, I just cannot stand about the way that I see moms interacting. They're all just like acting like they have all the answers. And it's like, meanwhile, they have like a tire fire happening in their own house, but they're telling Susan down the street how to live her life and raise her kids. Here's the thing. We don't get to be judgmental. We don't get to be judgmental of other people, because the truth is that we are most judgmental about ourselves. And every single time that you're out there, like, looking at, you know, Susan next door, it's like, oh, well, Susan's doing it this way. And you're looking at her and you're judging her. It's remembering that everything you're seeing and saying about Susan is really something you can't stand about yourself. And I mean, it's okay. It's okay to just be honest. It's okay to not be perfect. The problem with what I see in the mom arena, right, is that we are not willing to see and understand that there's lots of perspectives, okay? There's a lot of perspective, and that there's more than one right way to do something. And I know that is a pretty unpopular opinion in the mom world, is that, like, we are always looking for this, like, perfect way to do the thing. And there's just not a perfect way. You know why? Because our kids are unique little human beings who are different from every other child that exists out there. So do you really think that raising your kids the same way that Susan next door is raising her kids is really the best approach? Absolutely not. You want to talk about messing up your kids? That right there. Trying to get them to fit into a box of how we raise them is a number one problem, right? But I know, I get it. You know, we have babies. We're in the hospital. We have a baby. The baby pops out, right? That's not exactly how that goes, but we'll pretend for a moment. They injure your baby, and then they're like, okay, you can go home now. And you're like looking at the kid thinking, oh, wait a minute. I get to just take this child home and like take care of them by myself. There's not like a manual for this. There's nothing telling me like what I do that's right or wrong, or do this or don't do that. Are you kidding me? Right? It's that feeling of like, where is the adult in the room? I want the adult, and I want the book, the how-tos of all of the parenting things. Well, here's the thing. Even if you have that, it's not really going to work the way that you think that it will work, because your kid is nothing like any other kid out there. I mean, I've got three kids, and my kids are nothing alike. Literally, all of them are completely different humans. And that's a good thing, right? But that means that even the way that I'm parenting one child is not going to be exactly the same as the way that I parent another child. It's understanding that they are different and unique, and the way that they learn and the speed at which they integrate is going to be totally different for each child. And this is not a bad thing. It's just an awareness kind of thing. Because when we can be aware of this, we allow ourselves the gift of actually being aligned ourselves and knowing that aligned motherhood is not perfection, okay? This is not like, oh, I'm perfect and Susan doesn't know what she's doing. Like, no, please stop. Please stop with the judgments, because, I mean, the real thing is that you are actually just showing how you really feel about yourself. And I know that it may not seem that way, but like, it is. It absolutely is. And so it's like, you know, I know I'm pulling out a lot of names today, but it's like, don't be a judgmental Judy today, okay? Choose to be the type of person that can recognize that there's lots and lots of different ways to do it and understand that there is no such place as a judgment-free zone. I assure you that you are judging me every time you listen to one of these episodes. And I assure you that when I'm hopping on a call, I'm judging them too, right? Not in a bad way though, right? Okay. So let's put this into a little bit of perspective. When you're walking down the street, right? You're walking down the street and you pass somebody coming at you. Don't you look at them and think things? Okay, so sometimes you might be thinking things that aren't nice thoughts. Okay, that does happen. But also, aren't there times where you see some people and you look and you think, oh, wow, she is gorgeous. That dress looks incredible on her. You know, wow, her hair is so beautiful. Don't we think things like that, right? You think about the way that somebody looks or how kind they are. You're like, oh my gosh, Jessica is like the kindest person. She is so generous. And I'm so grateful that I know her. I'm so grateful to be her friend. Like, she's just so great to be around. She has an amazing energy about her, right? That's fabulous, right? That's also a judgment. So call a spade on this. Nicole's been saying that. Now I find myself saying it. See how that works? You get to be honest. When you are looking at somebody and you are judging them, it doesn't always mean it's a bad thing. It means that you have an opinion. You have an opinion. And an opinion is not a bad thing. But the thing is, we get to understand that most judgments, we are mostly judgmental of ourselves. And so when we can challenge ourselves to see outside of our own little world, our own little box that we're living inside of, okay, and we see outside perspectives of others, we get to consider the fact that our way of doing something or our way of thinking about something, newsflash, okay, it's not the only way. There are lots of different perspectives out there. There's lots of different ways to do things. There's lots of different ways to think about things, different opinions about things. And it doesn't mean that one is right or one is wrong, even if they contradict each other. And you're like, okay, but Liz, that does mean that it doesn't work, right? Like, if I have this opinion and that person has that opinion and they can't work simultaneously, then somebody's right and somebody's wrong. And that is false. That is false because there is absolutely a serve and limit to each one of those sides, right? And understand that you're just looking at two perspectives. I bet you there's 10. I bet you if you present that scenario to me, I can challenge you and come up with 10 different perspectives, 10 different ways of doing something or thinking about something that would produce a different outcome in the circumstance, okay? Now, I know that this isn't always comfortable to hear, you know, because we like to live in our own little world where we think we know everything. We feel comfortable with, you know, the way that we've been taught things and what it means for us, what it means about us. We've been taught things since we were a kid. But perspective is a really powerful thing. And so when you can choose to challenge yourself with a growth mindset before you're judging another person, it really changes a lot of things, okay? And I mean, ultimately knowing that we use the word judgment, but it's really just having an opinion. It's just choosing to see something and think about something being one way or another. And I assure you that the world can continue to go round even when you don't voice these opinions out there in a way that offend anybody else, because we've been doing it forever. We've been doing it forever. Think about the concept of science versus religion. Right there is like, I mean, talk about like clashing, right? How many people are highly, you know, religious? And like, I'm, you know, my background is Catholic. So I'm just going to talk about, you know, that because I know a lot of the beliefs and I know a lot of the things. And I know that it is very highly like followed. And there's a lot of like guilt context and things that come into this, right? But I want you to know that like, when you think about this, okay, it's like, if we take, you know, what Catholics believe and what like, I mean, Christianity in general, but definitely Catholics, really hardcore, really strong in this belief. It's, you know, creation of the world, right? God created the world in 7 days. But when we look at this from the other perspective, right? And we think about science, it's like there's the Big Bang Theory, right? And how can we have two beliefs simultaneously that totally don't make any sense with each other, right? They just don't. They don't make sense. And I mean, there's a lot of loopholes. We could be like, well, I mean, maybe God created what happened with the Big Bang Theory. And then that's what happened before we had this part. I mean, yeah, okay. Like, I got you there. But like, let's just call it for what it is right now. And what it is that we have for many, 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 many years, we've been able to have these simultaneous beliefs and, you know, they don't make sense with each other. And so it's understanding that like this is something that that's just like one big example, but this is happening all the time, right? All the time. We can have conversations, we can have debates, right? And there can be a, there's not a right or wrong. There just is what there is. There's two sides, right? There's two sides. But for every instance where we have two sides to a certain debate that we're having, understand that it's not really two-sided. It's really 10-sided. And we're only debating two of them. But there's actually eight other ways that we could look at it, at a minimum, if not like 50 other ways. And so when we can start to bring in this awareness, this really challenges the way that we live our lives as moms, because God, I cannot stand seeing it. I cannot stand seeing the judgment that moms have of one another and how they're coming in. Somebody in the coaching call the other day came up with like the best description of this. I was talking about, I was being mansplained by a mom and they're like, you're being momsplained. And I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what it is. It's like, have you ever been momsplained? Where like you're sharing a story about something and you're like, oh my gosh, this crazy thing happened the other day, right? And instead of like the other mom just like talking to you, right? And you guys being able to like relate about it, it's like she comes in and she momsplains you. Like she knows the whole world. And it's like, Susan, is your kid perfect? I don't think so, right? You don't have a perfect kid either. So it's like, who are you to come in and momsplain me? And man, I mean, we've all done it, right? We insert our two cents. We come in with our thoughts before we're really thinking about how the other person's feeling. We are all guilty of this. And that is why it drives me bananas, because I'm here talking to you about it. And I'm saying, I know that I'm guilty of this at times, but can we just stop the crazy, right? This is really simple. Stopping the crazy is as simple as just choosing to recognize when you're doing it. And here's the challenge, right? Choosing to not be open to this with other moms. When some other mom is going to come in and momsplain you, what are you going to do in return, right? I mean, this isn't done in a way that's done like harmfully, right? Like she's not trying to like be mean to you. She's trying to help you. She's trying to help you because you're sharing something and she's like, oh my gosh, I remember when I went through that really hard time and like, I want to help you, right? That's where it's coming from. It's coming from service. But here, like, that's not how it really works, okay? Like, yeah, okay, coming in from service, but like, what about the fact that we just don't want it to be that way? What about the fact that we just wanted to talk? What about the fact that like, none of us are perfect and we can all just agree to disagree on the fact that there is no right way to just be a mom. When we can start being real with one another, right? When we can come in with the whole truth and really be honest, obviously that's going to greatly impact the outcome of what it is that we want to do collectively as moms. In this arena of the world of motherhood, it's complicated. It's ever changing, right? It is constantly evolving around us each and every single day. That's crazy, right? To think about, I mean, our kids are literally growing up every day. Every day they are one day older. And we know those statistics. We've all read those Facebook posts before, right? Where it's like, you only get 18 summers with them. And it's like, you don't even get 18 summers with them. Cause what we don't talk about is the fact that like, I don't know, once they're 13 to 15, somewhere in there, they don't want to spend summer with you, right? It changes. And the first 2 years, I mean, they're just babies. It's like, I mean, it kind of counts, but not exactly, right? So, I mean, what does that leave us? Like 12 summers? It's not very many. So instead of trying to make everything perfect all the time, can we just actually enjoy summer with our kids? Can we actually just be present with our children and like stop judging one another and stop judging ourselves for the way that we're raising our kids? Stop judging ourselves for the things that are going wrong and look at the things that are going right. Because really easy. It's really, really easy to look at the way we're raising our kids and to see everything that's not going right. Everything that's going completely sideways, and we look at it and it's like, oh my God, nothing is working the way I thought it would work. This is awful. But like, what is working? You know, what are your kids doing that you ask them to do? How are you building a sense of respect and acknowledgement and love and ease and happiness? What are you bringing into your relationship with your kids? Because the truth is, no matter what we do, we're messing up. You know, no matter what we do, things aren't going quite as we planned. And at the same time, something is. You're doing some things wrong and you're doing some things right. You get to be able to tell yourself the whole truth about that. You get to be truthful with yourself about what kind of mom you are really being. So for me, the other day, you know, I thought I was being funny. I put a post in my Facebook group because I thought it was funny and I thought people would laugh, and some people did laugh. And yeah, it's definitely a thing. But I also had, you know, this experience where I had, you know, some people coming in and making comments that weren't so nice, that weren't so kind. And I was kind of like, okay, like that's not where I thought that was going to go. But the truth is, like, they get to have their own opinion. I get to have my own opinion. And we all just get to show up together in a way that feels aligned, in a way that really makes sense for us and for our own kids. And the truth is, you know, in this post, I mean, what I talked about was, you know, really being able to be the type of mom and like thinking about how, you know, we would love to have our guidebook when our kids are born. You know, if we just had that guidebook right in front of us, what would that do for us? What kind of results would that create to just be like, hey, here's the guidebook for you. You know exactly what to do. Just follow steps 1 through 6 and your kids will be great, right? But it's like, that wasn't how it was received in the group. You know, I had a group member come in and it's like, your guidance is always within you. No instruction manual is needed. You get to trust your motherly instincts and you'll be fine. The panic of not having an instruction manual typically comes from conflicting expectations and shoulds all around you as a mother and not knowing where to turn for support. And she's right. She's right. But the truth is, we've all had that moment where we have been doing something with our kids and we're like, oh my God, where is the adult? And then we look around and we realize, holy crap, it's us. There is no other adult. That's terrifying. It's terrifying to think about what it means, to think about what we're doing, how we're thinking, how we're feeling, how it's impacting our kids. And we don't have the adult in the room to tell us. We don't have the crystal ball, because really, that's what we mean. By the adult in the room, by the instruction manual, what we really mean is we wish we could see the future and know that if I make this choice, this will happen. And if I make that choice, that will happen. The truth is, that's never going to matter because your kids have free will. They get to choose what they do, how they do it, when they do it. And so it's not really about that. It's really about you choosing to get comfortable with the uncomfortableness of not really knowing what it's like to be a quote unquote good mom. And that is exactly why you are an aligned mama, okay? Because you get to make mistakes and it gets to be okay. You get to, you know, communicate with your kids. You get to apologize. You get to help them build their own emotional intelligence by expressing your emotions and teaching them that it's safe to express theirs. And this starts by telling the damn truth. This starts by you being the type of mom who doesn't sugarcoat it all, who's not making it sound like to every other mom out there that you have it all figured out. Put down the wall. Stop it. Be honest. Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth when you're talking with other moms. Be vulnerable. Instead of acting like you have it all together when that other mom is sitting there figuring it all out, figure it out with her. And let's take a new level of this. We'll talk about this one in an episode coming up, but don't be a victim either, okay? This is not about sitting there and being with that mom and complaining and, oh my God, being a mom is so hard. No, don't complain. Be solution-oriented, but tell the truth. Talk about what your experiences were. Talk about her experience. Let it be a part of something that you guys actually connect on for once. Instead of acting like life is always perfect, because man, it is not always perfect. Right now, I got dishes in the sink. My office is a mess. The toys aren't put away. It is not perfect. But I feel an immense amount of love for my kids. I can feel alignment from the inside out. Because even though those things aren't perfect, the way I feel right now, the way I'm choosing to feel right now, feels pretty darn good. I know we have work to do. I know that there's homeschool lessons to be learned. I know that there's holes in our systems, in our house. But I'm also going to choose to see what is working and not just sit here and focus on what's not. Let's come together as aligned moms and really, you know, stop this cycle of like, life is perfect and we only eat organic foods, okay? Like, let's be real for a minute and talk about the fact that like our kid ate mac and cheese last night. We wish they didn't. It's not perfect. And it's okay. Your imperfections are good for your kids. It's good for your kids to know that you don't have it all together all the time. It's good for them to see the real you, and it's good for all of us to see the real us. Challenge yourself today to go do one thing that's real, to go tell one truth to somebody, to just be present in your life in the moment and to think about how you could be a little more truthful with your friends, with the people on social media, with your own kids. Let them see the whole truth, okay? Because I promise you, sugarcoating it isn't going to work. One day they're going to find out that truth and it's going to rock their world. And that is not helpful. Reflect on how you really want to feel. Reflect on what kind of life you really want your kids to live and how you really want them to feel in the life that they live. Because when you do this, it's going to change things for you. It's going to unlock new opportunities, new doors, new avenues. So let's do a quick recap here, okay? Don't listen to Susan next door. You don't need to be mom-splained, okay? You get to make your own choices. You get to speak the truth and you get to be in your truth. But also be the vulnerable kind of mom that really connects with other moms out there. Stop acting like you have it all together when you don't. Talk about the dishes in the sink and the laundry in the laundry basket. Let it be normal that we all live in houses that aren't perfectly curated and staged every minute of every day, that sometimes there's toys on the floor, that sometimes there's dishes in the sink. But it doesn't make us a bad mom. Being the imperfect mom is exactly what we're aiming for because it means that we are choosing alignment over perfection. It means that we are choosing our children over perfection, which also shows our children that it's okay to not be perfect. You get to choose to be an aligned mama today. So take action, book a call. Let's talk about how you're bringing more alignment into your life, how you're doing this in a way that really sparks better, deeper, more connective relationships with your children, with your significant other, with yourself. Because when you do that, your entire world will change and the truth will only get easier for you to tell. Thank you, Aligned Mama, for tuning into this week's episode of the Aligned Mama Podcast. I will see you next time. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.